Radio Esperanza.
Oh, une radio variée, musicale.
C'est la radio alternative du festival.
Ça rime avec quoi? Avec chocolat?
Blabla.
La joie.
Radio Esperanza. Interview de Radio Esperanza. Ok,
Ok, après Fugomango, on enchaîne tout de suite avec l'interview de Hawa. Hawa sont trois jeunes femmes d'origine de famille yéménite dont les grands-parents ont débarqué en Israël. Elles étaient sur la scène Côté Jardin à 16h. C'est elles qui ont ouvert le festival Esperanza, en fait. Elles sont avec moi. Alors, j'ai avec moi, we've got Tahir.
Yes.
Liron.
Yes.
And Tagel.
Yeah.
Alors, on va parler en anglais. Je pense que ce ne sera pas nécessaire de traduire parce qu'on va tous, je pense, parler l'anglais international et que tout le monde comprendra ça. Surtout moi, d'ailleurs. Donc, hello, welcome in Radio Esperanza. This is the radio of the festival.
And, merci à vous.
Ah.
we'll
you speak French.
Yeah,
we learn French all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
What can you say in French?
J'y voudrais un café.
Oh.
Je suis végétarien.
Wow.
What else? C'est vrai, c'est vrai.
C'est vrai.
C'est parfait.
Salut, c'est Ewa.
En général, the people can say merde.
Merde.
Yeah. Ouais.
We use it too. Yeah.
Okay. So you are three women from Israel.
Yes.
And the family is coming from Yemen?
Yes.
And can you tell a little bit of the history of the travel from Yemen to Israel?
Sure. So we are sisters.
Okay.
But our grandparents immigrated from Yemen to Israel in 1949, like many years ago. And growing up, listening to Yemenite music at weddings and at on family occasions, it was amazing for us. We fell in love with this music, and it was always there, like growing up and trying to, as musicians, to find our own sound. We knew that we have to blend the Yemenite thing with other influences.
With a modern
like hip hop, like reggae.
Okay, the song you sing are traditional song from Yemen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All
of in
them,
this
or
album,
there is some original song from you.
Yeah, we also write original songs, but in this album we decided to collect folk songs that we grew up listening to. Yeah. And we just gave them our own touch, our own twist. So we feel like it's like our own songs, mm-hmm, you know?
Because in a way, it's this is how we sort of continue in the tradition of women. Because these songs were created by women in Yemen. Okay. And they never wrote it,
Yeah, it's like
an oral tradition. Okay.
Yeah. Oral tradition. That one woman passed it down to another, and they were never recorded before until the 50s and the 60s, where the Yemenites immigrated to Israel and started recording these songs.
Mostly by men. Yeah. So we took it and we say, okay, we take it to the next level.
That's the way they should be sang in... By women, and now relevant, also relevant to our times.
Okay, and what are saying the old Yemenite people of the version of your folk song?
I think most of them are really excited and appreciate what we did, because it takes courage to come up with this thing and to bring these songs to the front stage. They're pretty supportive.
Okay.
And if they're not supportive, we don't want to know.
Okay. Yeah. We will listen to the songs that is playing a lot on the radio. It's Habi Galbi.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what is telling the song, this song?
Habib Galbi wa Ya'ini. It means love of my heart and my eyes. And we ask in the song, who turned you against me? It's like a love story that were...
interrupted.
Yeah, it was interrupted by the families. And it's one of our messages, not to disturb love and let women or people in general decide who they're gonna marry to, or
okay. When the song was written, there was the tradition to the arranged marriage. The wedding were not decided by the women and the men. It was the family that was
exactly
deciding.
Like
and now it's
like
not the case.
Matchmaking.
It's not the case anymore.
Exactly.
It's not the case in Israel where we grew up.
Okay.
In other places in the world,
in Yemen,
still the
in
case.
Yemen, possibly.
In Yemen, sometimes yes. I think that it's still like this, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah. So the song is relevant of the changing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So
the wind of change.
Yes. We will listen to it. Habib Galbi. Habib Galbi avec Awa, les trois jeunes femmes de Awa. Je vous rappelle que vous êtes toujours sur Radio Esperanza. Radio Esperanza, c'est la radio du festival Esperanza. C'est la réunion de pas mal de radios alternatives du côté francophone de la Belgique. Radio Panique, Radio Campus, 48 FM, Run, etc. etc. On reçoit donc Awa, les trois chanteuses qui ont ouvert le festival. Alors on vient d'écouter cette chanson. Cette chanson était une chanson qui était dans le top en Israël. Et cette particularité, c'est qu'elle n'était pas chantée en hébreu, mais elle était chantée dans un dialecte arabe. On va essayer de comprendre un petit peu qu'est-ce que ça signifie pour elle de chanter en arabe en Israël et d'être dans le top avec une chanson en arabe. So, Habib Galbi is sung in an Arabic dialect, and it was one of the first song to top the charts in Israel in Arabic language. Yes. What does that mean for you?
It's very exciting. It's like people are more open now to hear something like something new. And, you know, in Israel, it's a country of immigrants, so you can hear in the radio like a bit of like people that came from Morocco or Egypt, and they combine these origins with their new music. But it was, I think it was never like the first song that from
like from the beginning,
yeah, full song that in Arabic. And it's very exciting. It's a good thing.
Okay, but it doesn't mean anything else. I mean, there is a...
Of course, it's a very conflicted area.
Yes.
Yes. But we are not politicians. We're musicians. We only want to spread love and good music. And we sing in this dialect because it's part of our tradition as well. Okay. We heard it as little girls. And it's not...
But that, there's many people who understand this dialect in Israel?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, the especially the Yemenite community.
Okay.
But it brings, it opens a conversation, this song, because people talk about it, about how this, you know, Arabic... Okay, it's hard to explain. But it makes people come together.
And people love it. People that not even come from a Yemenite region.
Okay.
And they play it in weddings and in celebrations. And young people and older people. And so it basically makes people happy. And that's the best thing for us.
And we have fans from Arab countries. And so we're very happy to be able to touch people that we can't meet
in person,
but the music can reach everywhere, and it's a beautiful message that it bridges and it crosses borders and barriers, and for us it's like it's a gift.
That's great
Thank you.
Thanks for that. I think it could be something to enhance the peace there in the
area. We really hope so.
Yes.
Yeah, we really hope so.
I hope so too.
Yeah, because there are many just, you know, simple and innocent people that just want to love and be loved. And and it's great to just celebrate life and accept each other. And... like we said, we're musicians. We want to bring good vibes.
Okay. And one of our messages is to accept all of the other identities that we have. Because we're Israeli and we come from a Yemenite family. And we're sisters and musicians. And we are many things. There's no black and white. There's so many colors.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Because we have here the cliche of Israel, like a place that is not too open. And so, for me, it's a surprise to have a song in Arabic topping the charts there. And it's a good news.
So it's a good
news.
Thing.
Good news. Good news.
Yeah. We bring this message of, you see that there's a different side of the story, and you see that there are many people that are open and that want to just... have fun together and to hear other people.
Okay.
So it's a good.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
And thanks to come here, and thanks for the.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. The show. Okay. Thank you.
It was great.
We will end with the song you chose. The song
Galbi Hawaii.
Galbi Hawaii.
Which means my heart's in love.
Okay.
My heart is in love.
Yeah. The message is love.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you.
Merci.
Next time.
See you next time.